Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:05, January the 31st. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let me turn up my earphones here a little bit. It's still not working. Let me try again. Okay. Well, maybe I should be pushing the right one. Okay. Here we go. Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Trish Clark's with me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, these Thursdays are always good to have you here.
I so enjoy it.
Any day is good to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to get in and talk with the people in the North State and just catch up with what's going on.
Well, you know, the when you see things, and I mean, during the week, do you see things, you go, I really have to talk about that.
Exactly. And then by the time I get here, there's always so many things going on and so many other things to talk about that I get to the end of the day and it just...
I have page after page. So I have this yellow notepad here that I take notes and I put down stories and ideas and, you know, areas we're going to go to. And I can go through a week of them and find out that probably in many cases we haven't gotten to 50% of them.
That, you know, there's a lot going on when we try to kind of talk a little bit about what's going on nationally, because obviously you can't ignore it. It's too irritating to ignore. And then there's so much locally, just in each little community, and it's a thriving North State. A lot of people trying to do a lot of interesting things and being thwarted at every time that
thwarted.
They go forward.
Yeah, thwarted.
Absolutely.
I just heard a story, and I was asked not to reveal sources or even talk too much about it, but a fees for a gent that was well over $1 million.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. Hey, let's start off our day with our Wells Fargo Minute and our Wells Fargo Advisors and our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris Lasonda.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into the last trading session of the month. Believe it or not, another month is gone. And markets are modestly higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 24 points at 13,934. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1,502. While the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 9 points at 3150. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 124 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Advanced Micro Devices down 6 cents at $2.60. Dow Chemical down $1.88 at $32.74. Bank of America off 11 cents at $11.27, while Ford's down 7 cents at $12.86. Of local interest, PG&E up 18 cents at $42.57, Safeway down 11 cents at $19.05, and North Valley Bank down 65 cents at $15.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.99%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 69 cents a barrel at $97.25, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $12.20 an ounce at $16.64.50. Well, silver's down 37 cents at $31.65. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06. Brought to you, of course, is our Market Minute, brought to you, of course, by the Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and say hello. They're going to help you make it through Wall Street weather.
Oh, it's 44 degrees out there, brisk this morning. It's going to be a high of around 69 today, mostly clear with a little fog and clouds in the morning, but sunny with a high near 69 tomorrow. A little cooler over the weekend, but mostly clear and sunny with a low in the evenings of about 36. And the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards and tonight's pizza night up at the hill.
You know, I think that's why you want to come on.
I do. I like enjoy saying that.
You're going up for pizza night.
I'm not. I'm going to Sacramento for a George Strait concert.
Ooh. Now, George wasn't the one that was arrested.
That was Randy Travis.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit. It's Selma Vineyards, 474-5546 for reservations for food, drink, horseback riding, the whole match out there.
Yeah, lovely entourage and everything going on up there all the time. You need to get up and take a look at it. As spring comes, it's going to start looking really beautiful up there again.
And Bad Bob is still down hard with this tooth. And I told him I'll take care of that, and he just didn't do it. But so, Just Bob's here. Good morning, Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Brenda gives us updates on him, and in her, I think somewhere in the conversation, every conversation is, I told him. I told him. As soon as you hear those words from your loved one, I told him, you realize there's probably something you should have done, and now it's too late. You're laying there in agony.
And you're in trouble.
He spent 3 hours in the emergency room on Sunday and yet never did get to see, or was Monday, I guess it was Sunday night. Monday, it happened Monday night then. Because he was here Monday, wasn't he?
He was.
He was.
I guess it was.
It happened Monday night. And so he spent 3 hours in the emergency room. I don't know which one it was, but he never even got seen. Never even got seen. I thought that there was some things that you had to be seen. And don't we have, I'm not sure which hospital it was, but for 3 hours?
No. And it's all a matter of first come, first serve, and the person that's bleeding the most and the most severe, and you can be there longer than that before you're seen. Yeah.
Well, I told him, Dr. Larry Farrell, you've got a tooth problem like this in the middle of the night. Dr. Larry Farrell is going to take care of you. I mean, he has done that. He gets up, goes out, and he takes care of people. He'll get down to his shop, and he'll do what he can. And So, Bob, if you're listening, but you're not laying there on some kind of pain medicine, you should have done what I said. All right, we're going to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish
Clark.
Like
he's not hearing that enough.
Yeah, hey, I told you. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got all types of things she's giving away. She's got people coming in from all over, but I have Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Okay, let's talk about just a couple of things. Mount Shasta Mall today. I'm sorry, tomorrow, February 1st, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., this is a fundraiser for the Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation Incorporated. And they're going to have the people from Bonham's Consignment Antiques. These are the guys that get on the Antiques Roadshow, and they tell you, you know, they're going to give you an appraisal of the things you bring in. Now, it costs $5 a piece. $20 for five pieces, but it's all the money. 100% of the proceeds go to benefit the Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. Now, if you've ever seen Antiques Roadshow, somebody brings in this piece of junk, it's worth $250,000. They bring in this beautiful vase. Oh yeah, it was made by, John in Chinatown. It's worth, $1.50.
We actually had with one of these antique appraisal shows one time down at the Frontier Senior Center, we had somebody bring in a saddle that was worth $80,000.
$80,000.
Yes. Wild stuff.
I knew a woman that had, she said, yeah, it's my grandfather's old pistol. And you look at it and it was a model, it was the old Colt single action. Well, this pistol had gone up San Juan Hill.
Oh my.
And she still had the holster and the letter that said that this was his, and he was an officer in the volunteers.
Oh, so, wow.
And that thing immediately went up to, it was like $45,000. And the holster was worth almost as much because it was left-handed. I know. See what? You got stuff out there, my friends. You know, just because, you know what? I'm taking just Bob down there. He's old. He's old and dusty. I might be able to get $5-$6 for him. All right. Let's get into things that are, a little more, Jim Nabors. Did you hear about Jim Nabors?
No, I didn't hear about Jim Nabors.
Yep, got married. He's 82 years old, married his partner of 38 years up in Seattle yesterday, or day before yesterday. Eddie Gomer.
I could have gone without knowing that.
Surprise. You know what? He's been with this guy for 38 years. He's 82. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, how many more years does he have?
I think that's wonderful that they have formed a union. I still have the hard time with the marriage.
The marriage part.
I think that's between a man and a woman. It's just me.
Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti, met with everybody last night. Great thing. Over 300 people were there.
Perfect.
Talked about crime. Talked about where the police were going here this year. I don't remember another town hall meeting that the police chief has done.
In the city of Redding, I don't think so. I will say that when I was on the Board of Supervisors, I did regular sheriff's department meetings throughout my district on a regular basis for 16 years. I don't even know that they still do that. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing to get out and talk to the people you represent. Have them hear directly from the people who are protecting them. Good thing.
I think it's a good idea. And then find out where they're going to. You know, what's the story on the new police station, and talking about their plans for moving to City Hall, number of people you have on the street, the fact that the crime wave that hit us right after realignment it's still up there, but it's not like it was.
And a lot of it can be prevented.
Absolutely.
Because people have to get involved in their own safety.
Well, you know, he said he can't really tell us it because that they've started, you know, they've arrested people, but that the jail's open another deck. But is it because people are getting it now that are saying, oh, you know what? I'm not going to leave my computer in the backseat of the car. Oh, I'm going to lock my car. Or I'm going to take my purse with me. you know, these kind of things where people are getting smarter because it's finally getting through to them that they're putting alarm systems out or they're, you know, they got themselves a little dog that barks, something like that. So obviously people, you know, it's working.
People are locking their doors a little bit more. I know I keep reminding, just as a reminder, we've all gotten pretty lax in the North State because we live in an area that's pretty safe and a nice place to be. And so over the years, we've formed some bad habits. We need to stop it. We need to start locking up and paying attention. Like you said, not leave things. You know, one of the worst things is ladies who go to gyms. They jump out, they grab their car keys, and they go running into the gym. Come on, everybody knows you got a driver's license, so you've got a wallet, you've got a purse, you've got something. You haven't got it in your hands when you go into that gym. You've left it in the car.
There you go. Now, I put out around my house security lights that have over 400,000 candle power that if they all turn on at one time, it will burn your eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody comes around there, if they hit the right thing, it'll just stop them there, immediately give them a sunburn on one side of their body.
Yeah.
Through their clothes.
Yeah. Well, I have an alarm system, and I got lots of lights. I think it's important that we...
You got to take precautions.
Got to take precautions.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Got to take a break. We're going to come back. We want to talk, I'm not going to get into the gun laws. Tomorrow we have Sam Paredes and Patrick Jones for like an hour and a half. We're going to be talking guns.
Perfect.
The new gun laws and all this. And I want to talk about a gentleman I talked to also yesterday. But we're going to come back and talk about the fire and also what's happened at Turtle Bay. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Ready for some high-style math? Divide a 500,000 pairs of shoes between your 2 feet. Add a 250,000 tees and jeans to your closet. Multiply your chocolate fix by 1,000 pounds of sweet stuff and double your diamond stuff. Then subtract your hunger in 12 eateries. Carry the zero at free monthly entertainment and square the root of stacks of gadgets, games, handbags, and hats. Calculate every cellular make and model available and take a percent of hundreds of belts, buckles, watches, and glasses. Average it between 80 specialty stores and services, and it all rounds out to one-stop shopping.
Join the Bottoms Consignment Appraisal Event at Mount Shasta Mall Friday, February 1st from 12 to 5 in Center Court. Bottoms International Auctioneers and Appraisers will be present offering verbal auction estimates. Tickets are $5 per item or 5 for $20 with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the Shasta Wildlife Rescue. Bottoms is one of the world's largest and oldest auctioneers of fine arts and antiques, and they'll be in Redding Friday, February 1st at Mount Shasta Mall in Center Court from 12 to 5.
Mount Shasta Mall, a total style experience.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Let's beat that drum. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. It is 7:25 in the morning. Yep, been moving around. 530-605-4567. Turtle Bay is in trouble.
Yes, they are. That, you know, that prevailing wage issue is very detrimental. We've talked about it for years. I absolutely don't have a problem paying people exactly what they, you know, are worth in their trades. The prevailing wage, unfortunately, puts us where we're paying more than we normally pay in this area, and we're doing the prevailing wage from the Bay Area or Sacramento. But projects in the North State and costs a lot more money to get them done.
So it's not the prevailing wage from right here in Redding.
No.
Who sets the prevailing wage?
The state. Okay. And it's based on, as I recall, it's based on areas, regions. Mm-hmm. And we happen to fall into, as I don't remember whether we're in the San Francisco Bay Area region or Sacramento, but it's not the prevailing wage that is here.
So
it's quite considerably different.
Yeah. So if you pay an electrician $20 an hour here,
then you may be paying them $30 an hour on this
prevailing wage.
And it's considerably more, and it does make a difference. And it falls into play whenever you have grant-funded projects where you're getting money from government agencies, and it appears from that article that includes the lease.
Yeah, they're getting the public land at a lease. But, you know, the State Department of Industrial Relations last year ruled that you don't have to use prevailing wage. And then a year later overturned that by saying, oh, no, you do have to. I'd be interested to see what happened in between in that year. What changed everything? Because the same stuff was out there.
Well, so I'm guessing the union's been in there just hammering on
who got the goose?
Yeah.
Well, now what this could end up doing, though, is even though the union say, hey, look, we want this to go on too because we want the work, of course. But how much is it going to add to it? And, I mean, is it going to add 25%? And if it does, I mean, I tell you what, Turtle Bay didn't have a lot of, I mean, it took them a long time to get this funding. This wasn't like people were lined up to give them funding down there.
Yeah. Well, and so they're either going to have to come up with more money to make the project work, or the project is going to be delayed, which will make it cost more, or maybe the project just flat goes away.
Well, I'd hate to see that happen.
I'd hate to see that happen too.
Turtle Bay has, you know what, and, you know, so many people, Turtle Bay has so much to offer our community. If people, you know, I mean, in the sense of the, of what, you know, the, museum and the exhibits they put on, they do a lot of things for this community. And it allows people to maybe see things and to enjoy things and to open their vistas up a little bit with some of the stuff that Turtle Bay does. And, you know, trying to grow this and grow the economy and this part, and, you know, let's face it, it will grow the economy with this.
It's unfortunate that part of the project, and you and I've talked about this before on this show, is that we need to make our bureaucracy clearer. When a project is started, I mean, how long have they been at this? And like you said, last year they ruled one way, now in the middle of the project. I mean, they're getting ready to assign contracts and move forward. And now they change the rules. And we tend to do this as government and as bureaucracies where we don't set out a clear playing field where you can chart your course and complete a project.
So now they're going back and they're having to talk to the unions and see, well, if it's prevailing wage, it's prevailing wage, right?
It is.
I mean,
you
can't bring in and go, hey, okay, well, these guys are only going to take, you know, they're going to take 2/3.
That's part of the problem.
That. Can't do that.
You can't, if you're in a project where you're doing prevailing wage and Davis-Bacon rules and all those things, as I recall, you also can't take, donations or, you know, the goods and services that a lot of people in the North State will come in and do a little extra for nothing.
Yeah, like Marisha Hannison did. People donated materials and donated labor to them.
And when you're working on a Davis-Bacon prevailing wage project, you can't do that.
Well, have to see what part two is. That's too bad this happened. You know, and I mean, I really would like to have seen what was the difference between a year ago decision and, you know, the decision made yesterday. I would just like to have been a fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah, I'd like to know who had whose ear.
Yeah, who's follow the money. We'll be right back right after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
From the Fox Business Network, the Labor Department says 368,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. That topped the estimate by 18,000 and the prior week, which stayed at 330,000. We'll get the full employment report for January tomorrow. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says employers announced plans to lay off more than 40,000 people this month. That's up 24% from December, but down 24% from a year ago. And the Senate is set to vote today to potentially raise the debt ceiling. The plan would suspend the $16.4 trillion dollar limit on federal borrowing through mid-May, bringing in an estimated $450 billion in new U.S. debt. But without the bill, the government says it would start defaulting on its obligations as soon as next month. The bill has already cleared the House, so if it passes the Senate, it will head to the president's desk to be signed into law. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guide.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partido. This is the Good News. And this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Ooh, I like it when you do that. It's easy, our phone lines there, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. She pulled a string off my collar, okay? Get back from there. 42 degrees, and it's going to be kind of a nice day today, I think.
I think so. We're supposed to be up to 69.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, really, it's really nice.
Do a commercial, Carl.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's, great coffees, great prices, cappuccino, latte, flavored coffees, and then go walk next door and they will meet or beat any price in town for tobacco products. Also, veterans get discounts there. Always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelly have been stalwarts of this community for over 30 years, supporting veterans and all different types of organizations. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned, locally operated. And speaking of locally owned, locally operated, we have our buddy here, Chuck Kenny from Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. It's great to see you.
Good morning, Chuck.
You know, Chuck, I brought you on for something else and to talk about something you and your wife are getting ready to do. It has nothing to do with the gas and propane industry, but before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about your business. You're the owners and run the Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, we started 16 years ago, and the wife and I started actually out of a bedroom of our home, and we currently the business supports 9 families in Shasta County. We have 4,000 customers and have an 8-acre yard down in Anderson that we're currently we just submitted the plans yesterday for a brand new office building and a workshop, and we're growing. We're in a growth mode.
And you talked about some new businesses down there.
In addition to just propane delivery to residences, we are in the process of negotiating a deal with a major national company to acquire all of the used tanks that they have stacked up in their yards around the state, which could be potentially 20,000 tanks here in California. And my intent is to acquire those tanks, refurbish them, and then sell them back to that company, or take them back to that company, and or make them available for sale to other propane companies. It's kind of a tough nut to crack because they really don't want to get rid of those tanks and have them put back out in service against them, but they do have these assets that they need to move and get out of their way.
So you're going to take them, bring them back here, refurbish them, I guess you could
right.
say, and that means hiring people.
We are looking at the first year, if everything goes the way I'm envisioning it, hiring 3 to 5 people, a truck driver to go down the road, pick those tanks up and bring them back, and a number of people doing what's called shot blasting off all the old paint off of the steel shell, and then other manual labor to replace the valves and then paint them. And so we are planning on, myself being a veteran, hiring strictly veterans. I've already talked to the VA clinic and the social services guy there, and he says he's already got 3 or 4 guys in mind that would be an ideal fit for that particular expansion of our business.
That's great news.
That's absolutely great news. You know, the fact is expanding is one thing, but specifically hiring vets is something else. That's, and you're doing it in your company. And frankly, I think if they're government jobs, I think veterans for the state and for the feds will get points on your test if you're starting to hire. But I don't think you do for the city. It's either the city or county.
I think the county does give preference.
I don't think the city does. And that to me is, I find that really interesting. I probably have to ask the city council when they come here tomorrow, and talk to them about that. Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Chuck about some things he's getting ready to do with his wife, a Vietnam veteran here who is on his way to, visiting places that weren't quite as nice as the first time he was there. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR, 1460 Community Radio. This is Carl
Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken Wyatt of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Swift Properties, Premier West Bank, and Bar in Mudford.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. 7:42 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. You got something broke, they'll fix it. You cold, they'll warm you up. You hot, they'll cool you off. The Alliance Heating and Air. Head off to homecomfort.org for their website or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Our guest is Chuck Kinney from Shasta Gas Propane. But that's, you know, we talked a little bit about that. That's not really why you're here, amigo. You're here, first of all, Vietnam veteran. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you both for your service.
Well, you know what? Came in 70, and so I didn't go to Vietnam, you know, Marines. But the, you know, my admiration for those guys. You know, people talk about, you know, World War II guys for a long time said, oh, you know, that Vietnam really wasn't real. Yeah, you know what was, you know, it wasn't like a real war. Well, a lot of these soldiers and airmen and Marines and sailors were in combat 300 days out of the year. And if you look at some, and I'm not denigrating anything, please don't misunderstand this. A lot of times, and the, like, especially in the Marines, would fight in an island and be horrendous for shorter periods of time. 6 months. Then they come back, refit, reorganize, replenish, and be off from the fight for months and months and months, and then back into the fight again. Horrendous fighting again. I mean, I'm not putting down anybody. Where a lot of times in Vietnam, it was day on, stay on, outside the wire, every day. And so to try and compare it, and there, and the fighting in Way City in the, as far as urban, combat was as tough as any place. The next time you saw anything close to that was in Fallujah, and that was tough. So anyway, I'm just kind of like, you know, anyway, Chuck, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for recognizing that, and, I'm excited about the opportunity. When I was there in May of 70 to May of 71, I flew scout helicopters for the 1st and the 9th of the 1st CAV. And as you say, it was daily. A regular scout mission was about 2 hours, and we would fly anywhere from 1 to 3 of those 2-hour missions every day. While I was there, I got 900 hours of combat flight time. That's hovering around a treetop level trying to get shot at. That was the mission of the scout.
Yeah. Pilot. Yeah, and so then the other people that are standing by then run a nail raid on them or something where they come in. And,
exactly.
But see, one of the things, you came back with demons?
Yeah, I had my issues. One of the things that helped me more than anything else was I became a Christian after I got back. I actually went through Bible school for 3 years, and I ended up starting a church in East L.A., and I pastored for 3 years. It didn't take me long to figure out that the Bible is quite true when it says a novice is not to be a pastor. And so after I had been there a while and realized that I needed to grow in my spirituality and my relationship with the Lord, I resigned the church, and then I bounced from one job to the next. And talking about demons, it took me until I was 50 years old to realize I needed to be self-employed. I quit a lot of really good jobs just because of post-traumatic stress and some anger issues and other things. So one of the things that really helped me on that return trip in 09, I've already been back once.
Okay, yeah, they were talking about your trip. You went back to Vietnam.
I went back in 09. The wife, who, by the way, I was married when I went the first time. So this time, when we go in May of this year, I'm going to take my bride back with me.
What a super nice lady you're married to.
Thank you very much.
She is just spectacular. I had a good chance to talk her up in Anselmo's one evening. What a nice lady.
Thank you very much. We've been together 47 years. So we kind of fly in the face of convention. A lot of veterans have real demon issues, and they go through divorces. But she's the toughest lady I was ever married to. The only one, but she's pretty tough to put up with me. But I'm taking her back with me this time. She was nice enough to let me go the first time. We had a really interesting tour. Spent 14 days going all the way from Saigon to Hanoi. We landed at the Saigon airport, which is now even more beautiful than Chicago O'Hare.
I believe we have somebody on the phone.
Mr. Edgar is also a retired Marine who, our tour in May will be his 101st return tour.
Well, let's welcome Mr. Gar on. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. 101 tours.
Oh yeah, I've got, two more before May. I have one in February, with 36 passengers, one in March, and then, Chuck's tour in May. Things are looking good.
Ed, are they all, Vietnam vets that you take on these tours?
As an example, on Chuck's tour, I have a lady that a brother was KIA there, wanted to go back, and I have a husband, wife with a son coming who was in a vet, and I've had companions, non-vets, but the majority of the people are veterans.
So this Chuck, tell us about what the trip's going to be like. You've got it here on the other line.
Well, these guys have been at it since 1987. They have done hundreds of tours, not only to Vietnam, but also other locations, Korea, Europe, World War II vets. They sponsor a lot of those trips. Ed is excellent in that he was there. In fact, I think, Ed, you were in the Hue battle, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I wasn't in Hue. I served two tours, once as company gunnery sergeant, 65-66, and the second time a company commander.
So what we do is we'll fly into Saigon, and the first time there, we made stops at all of the former airfields and fire bases that I actually flew out of. The problem that I had was that my first tour, it was all from 1,500 feet or above, you know, as a pilot. And when you're riding around in a nice air-conditioned bus these days, which the deuce and a half that we had back in those days were, you know, not air-conditioned, but you're riding around in this bus, some things are a little hard to recognize. But I went to Quan Loi, which I spent my first 6 months there. There was a French villa there that they had torn down in early 1990, and the only thing left, one of the greatest things that I realized on that return trip was the land was healing. The airstrip that we had there at Quan Loi, they had torn out and replanted it in rubber trees. You know, it was good for me to realize that that land was in the process of healing. They had torn down that French villa. And mm-hmm. the only thing left were some chunks of the building.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about what this tour is going to be. And Ed, you've been back so many times. And the changes you've seen, and since what I think you said 1987 to now
1997.
Oh, 1997. Oh, okay, yes, 97. Sir. Well, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes also. But just your thoughts on that, and then specifically, Chuck, what your trip's going to be, because we've got like 7 minutes left. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for 3 generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. I was just talking with our guest Chuck Kinney, and Chuck, and he knows my cousin who also flew in the first air cab. Maybe didn't know him personally, but knew of him, knew his name because they'd gone to different types of reunions and stuff like
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Yeah.
Our guest, of course, is Chuck Kinney from Shasta Gas Propane, but we're talking about his trip going back to Vietnam. And on the phone also is Ed Garr, retired Marine, who takes these trips. He's the one that leads the trips back there, and he's up to right at 100 trips and getting ready to go over that 100 mark. So welcome aboard, both of y'all. Now,
thank you.
I think as far as the changes in Vietnam, I see them gradually from 1997 until now, and I see a lot of infrastructure changes, roads, construction, attitudes are changed. Everything is changing for the best. Years ago, it would take us maybe half a day to get to a certain location, and with new bridges, new roads, good drivers, we see more than we could see before and do more because of the changes.
I want to go to something you said, though. This is Trish Clark, Ed. And you mentioned attitudes. I think we're kind of interested in the people. We're interested in our people on this side. Chuck said something on the break about they've gotten over it. They're moving on, or they're healing. And can you speak to a little of that?
Certainly. The 75-80% of the people were not born when the war was on. So you're dealing with the young, energetic folks that are just interested in education for their families, feeding their families. I can't recall or maybe count in one hand of all the times I've been there that I've had any problems with somebody in the civilian community as far as an attitude problem. I recall here not too long ago, in fact, it was on Chuck's tour. Chuck, you recall when I had to take Connor to the hospital?
Yes, exactly.
I had a problem with the doctor in one of the hospitals I went to. As far as attitude, she wanted to goad me into, certain things, and I just didn't go down that road. But and she was trained in Pittsburgh. She went to school in Pittsburgh.
An American.
Let me break in here on this, Ed. Now, Chuck, tell us what you're going to do on your tour here.
Well, we're going to fly into Saigon and spend a couple of days there. Our first night's going to be in the Majestic Hotel, which the French built around 1900 or shortly thereafter.
And 1927.
And it's going to be like my first tour over there. They turn the bed down at night. They put an orchid on the pillow. They put chocolates on the pillow. Actually, it wasn't quite like that my first tour around. A lot of guys got to sleep on.
They put 60 mortars on your pillow.
That's exactly right. But anyway, we're going to stay in some 4- and 5-star hotels during the 2-week tour.
What's the cost like?
It's I believe $24.95.
I mean, just for a room over there. Of course, you don't.
Well,
know
it's an entire package.
It's an entire package.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but and I'm not even sure what the exchange rate, but a dollar will get you a lot of stuff to bring back home. $1 bill. So we're going to tour around Four-Core, Saigon area for a couple of days. We're going to go to all the airfields that I flew out of, Tay Ninh. An interesting thing, in the Tay Ninh area, they had a Nui Ba Den mountain, which used to be just bristling with snipers and bad guys. Nowadays, they have an amusement park there with a chair lift up to the top, so it's a lot better nowadays. And so we're going to go into 3- and 4-Core. We're going to take a flight up to the Central Highlands, the mid-country in former South Vietnam, and tour around Hue and whatnot. And then we'll end the tour actually in Hanoi and go to the Hanoi Hilton where John McCain was held and a lot of other POWs, tour that area. And
how does that make you feel?
It was one of the best things I ever did in my later years in this age now. It was very healing for me.
Okay.
And I had an opportunity to show pictures of the trip at a Vietnam veterans meeting here in town. And I said at the conclusion of my message, listen, those people got over it. We need to. And one of the things that helped me was to see, I saw some beautiful bride and groom in Saigon getting married. She was absolutely gorgeous. I didn't feel that way about those people for a lot of years. But they're gorgeous. I saw a daycare center where they care about their kids. They have their little lunch boxes. They have the bunnies up on the wall and stuff like that. You know, it's wonderful.
It helped you move on.
It helped.
And
me
Ed,
move on.
Ed, do you find this with the people that come through there on your tours?
I find just about 100%.
Okay. How do people get a hold of somebody for these tours?
Say again?
How do we get a hold of somebody? Chuck?
There's a website, Military Historical Tours. You go to the website and they can see the tour listing of the countries that they visit.
Okay.
I specifically do Vietnam.
Okay.
And have done some Korea trips. As the CEO of the company and myself are the only Korean War veterans.
Okay. Well, Ed, thank you so much for being on the show. We have to run. We've got a hard break here for the news. And Chuck,
You got to come back when you come back.
Well, I will.
All right. Come back on the show and talk about it. And thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
And I wish you and your wife both a lovely trip. That's
thank you very much.
I'm sure you will.
Okay.
Anyway, when you come back, make sure that you're here. I want to hear it one more time.
We'll do it.
All right. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back after these messages in the news with Dr. Ray John, Haven Humane.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Confirmation hearings begin for the former senator who could become the first Vietnam veteran to be defense secretary.
Like each of you, I have a record. A record that I'm proud of.
Chuck Hagel facing criticism led by fellow Republicans. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
And critics say it's the former Nebraska Republican's record as senator that's troubling.
We're too philosophically opposed on the pressing issues facing our country.
Armed Services Committee ranking Republican James Inhofe signaling a no vote, citing Hagel's votes against Iran sanctions and opposition to the Iraq troop surge.
No one individual vote, no one individual quote, no one individual statement defines me.
Hagel says he believes all options should be on the table to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Lisa.
Jared, the White House just confirming that the president's jobs council is shutting down. They're not renewing the charter, which expires today. On the eve of the next unemployment report, some other snapshots are out. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Where the Labor Department says about 368,000 of us applied for jobless benefits last week, about 38,000 more than the week before. Analysts believe the increase reflects businesses laying off temporary workers they'd hired for the holidays, a spike that usually happens earlier in January. Also, the Commerce Department reports consumer spending rose by just 0.2% in December, but personal income for most Americans rose by 2.6%. Lisa, that's the biggest increase in nearly a decade.
Rich, right now on Wall Street, the Dow's down about 11 points. Late word of a shooting outside a courthouse in North Texas. One Kaufman County employee wounded, two suspects on the run. And in Alabama, a standoff that started Tuesday continues with a gunman holding a 5-year-old boy in an underground bunker. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
At Sam's Club, save big with new lower prices for the big game. Like thirst-quenching Pepsi and chicken wings with plenty of kick. All at sizes that'll keep the crowd cheering. And get into the action with bigger values on Sam's Club's wide selection of big-screen TVs, like the new 70-inch Vizio. Not a member yet? Join the club January 29th through February 3rd and score a gift card worth up to $20. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Late word of a major pileup on a freeway in Detroit. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Lisa, crews are on the scene of a pileup on I-75 in southwest Detroit. 3 people have reportedly died and at least 8 injured. David Wilmer is stuck in traffic and can see the accident from where he is.
And there was one small compact car that got slammed in between 2 semis, but right now they're trying to. There's diesel fuel and gasoline and everything all over the scene.
Some people have just jumped into Wilmer's car because theirs has died while waiting in the backup, and it's cold in Detroit today, only about 24 degrees. Lisa?
Jennifer, a tornado survivor story. In Georgia.
He was like, Ashley, run, run. And I ran and I jumped in the room. And I was curled up in a ball with a pillow on me. And he jumped right on top of me.
She says her husband saved her life as homes were splintered in Adairsville, Georgia. One man was killed, another dead in Tennessee from a storm system that marched on and battered the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic early today, downing trees, knocking out power to tens of thousands, flooding issues around Virginia and D.C., emergency crews reporting several water rescues in Virginia and Maryland. President Obama's uncle, who's fighting deportation, gets a date with a federal immigration judge.
68-year-old Onyango Obama, the half-brother of President Obama's late father, has lived in the United States since coming here as a teenager to go to school. He was ordered deported in 1992 after he failed to renew an application to stay in the country. His immigration status emerged after he was arrested for suspected drunk driving in 2011. That case has yet to come to trial. His lawyer sums up the deportation case by saying, "Everybody wants to stay in America."
Fox News Radio's Steve Knight. The immigration hearing set for December 3rd in Boston. Mortgage rates on the rise, but still low by historic standards. The average 30-year fixed, now up to 3.53%. And Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, what's the weather today?
The weather is, it's 42 degrees outside. It's going to come up to about 69 today. Sunny, mostly clear with a low around 39 this evening.
39 this evening.
Yeah, it's going to be sunny over the weekend, a little cooler perhaps. And the weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
So tonight's going to be a great night at
Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to have pizza.
Pizza, handmade pizza in a wood-fired oven, and then music, dancing over the weekends, horseback riding, sporting clays, a whole shoot match up there.
Yes, it's
Anselmo Vineyards. And the brunch on Sundays is just outstanding. 474-5546, give them a call. Okay, today we've got Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane and his whole group here, including one who's sitting over there with her arms crossed looking at me, like, and she keeps getting the handcuffs out, putting them back on, putting them back in. I mean, you know, come on, when I walked out, what is this thing about me having to put my hands up against the wall and assume the position? I'm not sure. But Dr. John,
she thought you were a pit bull.
Well, you know, I'm up against the wall. You know, I kind of like the frisking, but could I be frisked again? I think you missed something. Anyway, but we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute here with Chris Lasonda. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Chris. You're on.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the last trading session of the month, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points at 13,897. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1499, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 2 points at 3144. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 202 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 51 cents at 457.27. Intel down 19 cents at 21.17, while Microsoft is off 24 cents at 27.60. Of local interest, Costco up 4 cents at 102.56, Tri-County's Bank up 9 cents at 16.40, and Harley-Davidson down 32 cents at 52.68. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.99%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 48 cents a barrel at $97.46. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $13.80 an ounce at $16.62.90, while silver's down 47 cents at $31.55. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, thank you very much, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. If you have any questions about what's going on Wall Street or what truly is going on Wall Street, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive in Reading. That's our Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have everybody who's anybody at Haven Humane. They're armed, they have tasers, and they have attitude. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef
raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott. That was her right then. She's out dancing around. She'll be on tonight at 6 p.m. and she's got all these great people coming in.
Great. Yeah,
let me talk like her. All these great people coming in. She's pretty cute.
She is. Hey, this indeed. Board,
indeed. You're cute too.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You know, so's the captain, lieutenant.
Oh, thank you.
Ray, you're working at it. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve and the gang there for your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They're your neighbors giving you great deals down there. They've got every type of car, truck, or SUV that you could possibly want, and their service department is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, but all of the North State needs to come by and see the kind of deals they can give. And they've got the 2013 Truck of the Year, the Ram. Okay. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Ray John of Haven Humane, the chairman, the CEO of that, and Captain Leanne Smith, the head of animal control.
Yes.
And her accomplice, Lieutenant Katie Tinker. Except Katie's off mic over there looking at me askance.
She didn't right really now. Want to
talk. She's keeping an eye on you, Carl.
I know, you know, and the thing is that she's pulled the taser out, so I'm going to be a lot better than I was a few minutes ago. Ray, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
A lot of things happening.
Wow, we're going crazy. We've opened up the new Morgan Adoption Center. We've just contracted with the county, with the city of Anderson and Trinity County. So the place is full. It's just been a wonderful experience.
Okay, so have you had Trinity County before?
The county had Trinity and City of Anderson. So when we assume the county contract, we assume Trinity. And then Anderson and our people are now negotiating a long-term contract similar to the counties and the city. So we're really excited. They're a great group to work with. So, but the place is full. We've taken in close to 200 dogs since January 1st.
January 1st?
Yeah. Wow. So we've adopted out 176 animals, but they just keep coming and coming. So
I know Linda almost got one the other day. You all had something going someplace.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? She says, you almost came home, and Elk Killer and this dog were going to be running around the house. So,
a couple things we got going, though, Carl, that I want to call to your attention is, one is we've had this pity party for a month. If it's a,
the pit bull.
If it's a pit bull or a mix, we're moving them out the door for $25. It actually ends today, but for your listeners, we're going to extend it a week. So if you listen to 1460, the Carl Bott Show or Animal Talk Show, mention that, and instead of the normal $135, it'd be $25 to move.
For another week for the pit bull.
For another week.
That includes
week.
The little pups, because we have pity puppies,
well,
you know, too.
We will talk about that, and what we'll do is put it on the website, too, so that here's a chance to, I mean, pit bulls have got like a strike against them.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, I believe.
And, they do.
And so you've got them, they're already ready to go. And for $25, which is a lot. I mean, that's a good, that's a lot.
Yeah,
your
we invest close to $300
right.
in every
because the
dog.
Dogs are already spayed
there's
and have to shots and neutered the whole thing.
And you
deal.
Have
microchip.
And you have puppies down there too. So.
Oh yeah, we have some beautiful pit bull puppies that are right at the right age to get out to new places and, They're the same price as the adults, and they're already all altered and ready to go.
So for $25, you can get yourself a nice puppy.
Yes,
it's already
absolutely.
Been,
just mention the show.
Just mention the show here.
Because if they can't listen to the show, I don't want them.
You might want to coach them a little bit. Coach them just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, they remember Trisha's name. They remember Just Bob. You know. They go, who? And they talk about me. Or Linda's name.
Yeah.
City of Reading, something like that. Okay.
You got
okay.
it.
Okay. What else? What else we got going?
On February, why don't you tell Captain about the Valentine's
yeah,
special?
Yeah, on the 14th, on February 11th through the 14th, we're going to have what we call our My Furry Valentine, which is where you're going to be able to get 2-for-1 adoptions on, like, take one cat, and get a partner free. And they're all altered and fixed. There's no special deal with that. It's just that we need homes for them. And then
this is not a mix and match then. So it's a
And it's a half price adoption. So you're half pricing getting the actual original adoption. And if there's a companion with them or one you want to go with them, you can get that one to come along.
It has to be two cats or can be a cat and a dog.
I don't know if we actually settled on that. I think we were talking about we have cats and dogs mixed. I don't mind.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay,
let's
so
it.
You can have this,
I know
that's
the
what
CEO.
I'm saying, a mix or match. You can have a puppy and a kitty.
Right.
Exactly. I mean,
such a deal.
If it gets them out and gets them in good homes,
and that's what you're looking for.
That's what we want.
You know, there's nothing more than you want than that. And I don't want to get mauled done about this, but there's just not enough room.
Absolutely.
So the more we can adopt, the better it is. The more that are spayed, the more that are neutered, the better it is. If there's a feline out around your neighborhood, catch it, bring it down, get it fixed, take it out. Okay. Run wild again. You're just not going to be so prolific.
Exactly.
Well, the other thing too is, when I got there 4.5 years ago, we were doing 2,500 spay and neuters a year. This year we did 5,600. We are definitely culling the herds.
Eventually, we've got to get ahead of it. It seems like, because I know we're doing more, there's certainly a lot. I think this is such a step forward, getting all of the organizations working together. I'm elated that Anderson's going to join in that whole thing.
Yes.
Makes so much sense. And I think maybe eventually we're all going to be able to get a handle on it. You're running way behind the curve with so many unspayed and neuter animals in this county. The kittens, the whole deal was just, it was overwhelming. So you're starting to get a handle on it, and that's really good news.
Yeah, we're really excited. I've added, since I saw you last, I think I've added 7 employees because our business is getting so big. So we're really happy.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about your benefactor.
Okay.
And how it got built, you know, the Morgan Adoption Center, which, I mean, I'd like to live there. I mean, you know, if Turtle Bay can't get that hotel built, maybe we ought to have them come over to see you all. You know,
you got
how'd you get yours built? And it looks so good. All right.
Okay.
That's a 5-star. All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Mako, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mako, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Ready for some high-style math? Divide a 500,000 pairs of shoes between your 2 feet. Add a 250,000 tees and jeans to your closet. Multiply your chocolate fix by 1,000 pounds of sweet stuff and double your diamond stuff. Then subtract your hunger in a dozen eateries. Carry the zero at free monthly entertainment and square the root of stacks of gadgets, games, handbags, and hats. Calculate every cellular make and model available and take a percent of hundreds of belts, buckles, watches, and glasses. Average it between 80 specialty stores and services, and it all rounds out to one-stop shopping.
Join the Bottoms Consignment Appraisal Event at Mount Shasta Mall Friday, February 1st from 12 to 5 in Center Court. Bottoms International Auctioneers and Appraisers will be present offering verbal auction estimates. Tickets are $5 per item or 5 for $20 with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the Shasta Wildlife Rescue. Bottoms is one of the world's largest and oldest auctioneers of fine arts and antiques, and they'll be in Reading Friday, February 1st at Mount Shasta Mall in Center Court from 12 to 5.
Mount Shasta Mall, a total style experience.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Who let the dogs out?
Hey, welcome back to... I didn't hear you barking with me right then, Trish. Was it just me? Okay, there we go. Hey, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And my sweetie is on the line.
Can I help?
Hey, who let the dogs out?
Oh, wait. Stookie's back to barking. Oh, hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Linda.
Morning, Linda.
Hey, John, great. It's, Virginia, great to hear everyone. I just wanted to quickly tell our listeners that tonight at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott, we have a really great show. We've got, two, of the experts that are going to be at the Mount Shasta Mall from Bonham, appraisers that are going to really, we're going to have a wonderful interview with them, I've always loved watching the Antiques Roadshow, so that kind of event will be happening at the mall. And then also, we have Chanda, who is the winemaker from Anselmo Vineyards. Now, many of you know that, Chanda's been there for some time, but she's got all kinds of surprises. They have new releases, and I just wanted to find out more about her, so we will have an in-depth interview with her tonight at 6 p.m. And I just want everybody to say good morning, and hope you tune in tonight.
Well, we will.
Oh!
Okay, yeah, howling again? Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, love you.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I just wish she could be a little more outgoing.
She's so restrained.
She's so restrained. And I say, honey, be yourself. Come out a little bit more. You know, be like Dr. Ray John.
She's a delightful girl.
Okay. Now, all right, so we talked about, the Morgan Adoption Center was the benefactor here, or?
It was named after Bob and Ann Morgan. Bob's since deceased about 4 years ago. Ann's in her 90s, and they were the original owners of Crown Motors and have been benefactors since the early 50s of Haven Humane, served on the board, been advisors and all that. Matter of fact, Carl, one of the scariest days in my life is when I'd started work 4.5 years ago, and Bob called me in and told me what he expected from me.
Oh.
And he said he was not pleased with the previous administration, and these are the things I would do. And he didn't ask me. He told me. And all I can remember is it was like being in front of my old drill instructor going, yes, sir, no, sir.
Okay, First Sergeant. Okay, First Sergeant.
Yeah. But great, great family. And Ann told me 2 months ago her biggest wish was to live for the opening, and she lived
That's
for the
wonderful.
Opening. And
yeah, I was just looking at a
ribbon.
Picture of the grand opening.
Yeah.
Sure
yeah. So we were
so
just
happy
delighted,
to be there.
Just delighted to be there.
So you say you've expanded so much. So how many animals can you, are sheltered there at any one time?
Captain, what do you think our max would be right now?
At the new MAC, the new adoption center?
You know, just how many animals are usually there, like, say, on an average?
At
Haven Humane.
At Haven Humane? Yeah. Currently, we're probably at around 175 animals over there. At the MAC center right now, we have some spaces there, so we probably have about 100, close to 100 that are in the MAC center now. That's including dogs and cats currently. It is wonderful to have it over there because I've been here 26 years and it is a lot of critters. But our process is working well and we're getting them over to the new center ready to go out the door. So there's no more having to wait for the dog to be altered or the cat to be spayed or whatever. People can come in, pick the one they like. We have visiting rooms. We have adoption areas where they can talk about the breed and the type of dog they're getting and what kind of habits they have. And I will tell you that I do all the temperament testing currently. And what a temperament test is in a nutshell is just basically we want to know, does he walk well on a leash? Is he scared to when you take food away, is he going to be aggressive? How does he feel about a little fake baby toddling up to him? You know, just basic stuff like that we want to know. And I've temperament tested 312 dogs now, just since the 1st of January. So we're on a mission to get them out where they're in forever homes and get as many, you know, off the streets as we possibly can. So we're real excited about it.
Well, that's great. You know, they're temperament testing. Have you thought about expanding that out for people?
I've tried to get Ray in there a few times, but you know he hasn't quite been willing. He watches.
I know there's a lot of ladies out there would like you to test a guy to see if he gets growly if you try to take his food away. If he sees a child, he runs Ray screaming. Or if you could take him out for a walk and he doesn't, you know,
we find a whole new line for you.
There you go.
You know,
that'd be great.
He could probably use the same testing too. And if he likes the leash, that tells you something.
There
right
you
there.
Go.
All right. I know. This doesn't ever go in the direction you want it to go, does it?
Never does. It never has. That's why we're Marines.
Right, what are some of the things that are coming up? Okay, we talked about the Valentine's Day. We talked about the pity party.
We have our second Tuesday club, at the new Mazatlan,
right
restaurant. And, we'll be doing that on February the 12th. And one of the things that's really popular in town, it sells out immediately, is Camp Love-A-Pet. The kids come 4 hours a day for 2 weeks. They take a shelter dog and socialize it so that it's ready to be adopted.
I remember that from last
year.
Yeah.
And it's a huge camp, and it's very popular. We only allow 15 per session, and there's only two sessions, so 30 kids. We have scholarship available because we never want to deny a child. But what happens is they get the responsibility of taking an animal that's unwanted, that is not socialized, that's scared or whatever, and they have 2 weeks' time at 4 hours a day to help develop that animal. And on graduation day, they turn it over to the new adoptive parents. So it's just an incredible experience, and we're really proud of it. I wish I had more manpower. I'd have three or four sessions, but we just don't have the room or the people that would do it.
So
what age group?
About 10 to 14 is around the age that we take. Occasionally we let that, depends on the child, but around 10 to 14 is our age group.
And what happens too, you got a really shy child and all of a sudden they get a confidence because they're taking an animal and changing it.
Well, you know, that's great. And you can do, I mean, what that would be, do any of the kids ever take any of the animals they're socializing?
They're not allowed to.
Oh, not allowed. So they know right up front.
They know up front.
We're not going to take this
They're there to get it to a new owner.
Oh, and, that's great.
And
what a training opportunity. Good stuff.
But, you know, it's giving. It's a giving opportunity too. We got to take a break for our news. Our guest is Dr. Ray John, of course, the CEO of Haven Humane, and his crew here. So we'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president's choice to lead the Defense Department defending himself before a Senate panel.
No one individual vote, no one individual quote, no one individual statement defines me, my beliefs, or my record.
This in the face of charges by critics like Senator James Inhofe, who says his will be a no vote for confirmation.
His record demonstrates what I view as a lack of steadfast opposition to policies that diminish U.S. power and influence throughout the world.
Hagel says he maintains his view that the U.S. military must remain the strongest in the world. And police in Arizona say they found a body in a parking lot matching the suspect in yesterday's Phoenix law office shooting, which left one person dead. That body dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Ready for some high-style math? Divide a 500,000 pairs of shoes between your 2 feet. Add a 250,000 tees and jeans to your closet. Multiply your chocolate fix by 1,000 pounds of sweet stuff and double your diamond stuff. Then subtract your hunger in a dozen eateries. Carry the zero at free monthly entertainment and square the root of stacks of gadgets, games, handbags, and hats.
calculate every cellular make and model available, and take a percent of hundreds of belts, buckles, watches, and glasses. Average it between 80 specialty stores and services, and it all rounds out to one-stop shopping.
Join the Bottoms Consignment Appraisal Event at Mount Shasta Mall Friday, February 1st from 12 to 5 in Center Court. Bottoms International Auctioneers and Appraisers will be present offering verbal auction estimates. Tickets are $5 per item or 5 for $20, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the Shasta Wildlife Rescue. Bottoms is one of the world's largest and oldest auctioneers of fine arts and antiques, and they'll be in Reading Friday, February 1st at Mount Shasta Mall in Center Court from 12 to 5.
Mount Shasta Mall, a total style experience.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Those little buttons are hard to push, aren't they? Yeah. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our number here at KCNR 1460. Our guest today, of course, Dr. Ray John and Captain Lee Ann Smith and Lieutenant Katie Tainer. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, one of my favorite places. I was down there yesterday. You know, they've got, man's last stronghold. It's, you know, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. You can catch up on all your reading. And you can catch up on conversation there because they know everything that's happening in the town. So you look at, you know, sportsmen, you know, those, you look at these different guides and fishing game and car and track and you listen to Tim tell stories. That right there is worth the whole thing. So I you even pay money, but you're glad. It's like you've been entertained for an hour. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay. Captain, are we going to talk about new regulations?
Yes. Well, I wanted to let everybody know that now we're going to be doing all the, county licensing and the city of Reading. We have been doing dog licensing at Haven Humane Society, and there are a couple of outlying areas as well that are offering county licensing, one in Burney and one in Fall River. Believe it or not, you don't think the county goes that far, but it does. So there are places for them to get vaccinations and get their licenses purchased in the county. And then, of course, in the city, we have Dana Park. And I can't think of it. Oh, Care Animal Hospital. Thank you. I couldn't remember that. But what I did want to make sure everybody was aware of, we're going to have our first rabies vaccination and dog licensing clinic February 14th on Valentine's Day at Haven Humane Society at the spay-neuter clinic there. Our doctors are going to give them a discount rabies vaccination for $6. And the caveat to that, of course, is you have to purchase your dog license while you're there. So it'll be going on from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And if they come at 4:15, we'll still give them the discount. But we're trying to shoot for that time. And you can also purchase your licenses there anytime, Monday through Friday from 8:30, Monday through Saturday from 8:30 to 5.
Great. So that's a new effort out there. Talking about how you had 5,600 spays and neuters this year. And Trish, you had a real good point about trying to get in front of the curve here. Is this still a drop in the bucket?
It still is. It still is. But finally, we took in less animals last year than we did the year before. So we're actually taking in less animals for the first time in our history, which means the spay and neuter clinic is working. We're really excited about that. And then our trap spay and neuter release program with feral cats is knocking those herds down.
Oh, and that's so important.
So we're seeing it. The hardest thing, Carl, right now is to keep educating the public. You know, everybody wants their cat to have a little litter of cute kittens, and that lasts about 48 hours, and then they give them to me. And we've got to stop before it starts. And
there's always going to be kittens out there.
Kittens always. And puppies.
I mean, you don't need to have a litter of kittens to get a kitten.
No.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. I mean, it's that if you want a kitten,
You can find a kitten. With the feral kittens, I mean, those are just, they're all over the, you know, neighborhoods, and they're all over the county, and they're all abandoned, and they're all...
It's not good for them.
It's not good for the animals. It's sad.
Yeah.
To see a litter of kittens that nobody cares about.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are going to die, and the other half are going to grow up to be feral and do the same thing over. It's not good for the community, and this is so great that we're finally, I think, maybe going to get ahead of it. It's going to take time, but we're making progress.
The education, the fact of getting it in, the trapping, I think, is a big thing. Mm-hmm. But I still know people with 18 cats.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, oh, well, no, they're all spayed and neutered. Oh, okay. I know people with 18 cats. And, you know, and if you have 18 cats, pretty soon there's another cat that sees the 18 cats and comes in. There's not an end to it. It would be nice to put your spay and neuter, you know, business, you know, so you've got one veterinarian that works, you know, once a month. But, you know, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and people want animals, and that's good. I mean, we want people to have animals, and so we need to have a good balance there. It's just, it's the unwanted animals out there and the ones that eventually have to be put down that we'd like to get ahead of and not have to do that.
And I want to talk about this before we take a break is you all are still... help me here. It's about fire with the crematorium out there.
Yeah.
And you are still doing how many?
Well, the national average for dogs is 50% don't make it out of shelters.
Uh-huh.
In our case, we're getting 76% out now.
That's
so we're really pleased. And of the 24% that don't make it out, it's usually the very, very sick or the very, very dangerous, aggressive. We've got some dangerous dogs right now in protective custody.
Are these dangerous dogs raised by people or just feral?
Raised by people and those people should be spayed and neutered, but really dangerous dogs. We have one right now that comes and tries to crash through the cage to kill you every day. We have to be very careful with our staff.
Is that off guarding some of the areas around here?
Yeah, guarding or talk to, one fellow actually looked us in the eye and said, my dog's only dangerous if you look funny to me. If you look, give me an odd look. So he basically is saying, this is the weapon I've trained.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I think those
people ought to be in the cage with the dog.
Oh, 100% agree.
Don't feed the dog for a day.
Yeah. So we've dropped our euthanasia rate every single year.
That's great.
By the efforts of the captain, the lieutenant, and everybody.
But people need to know. We're still euthanizing a lot of animals.
We're talking hundreds
of pounds, and I hate to say this, but hundreds of animals a week.
Yeah.
Because
it's mostly irresponsibility most of the time. It's people that don't have a clue or an idea that what's coming after this with this dog, especially if it hasn't had any training and it hasn't been in any, you haven't done anything with it and you had this great massive pit bull, because I hate to say it, the pit bulls are very, very popular in Shasta County as they are all over the country right now. And unfortunately, they're the ones we get in there the most, and it's harder to place them because of the stigma, because of the one strike against them, as you said, Carl.
Yeah, they've already got a strike against them because
they're a pit bull.
Yeah.
And if they're trained, they're dangerous.
And they can't.
There's a reason people are trivet towards that. They're scared of them because if they're trained that way.
And so we have a hard time doing the temperament test and the programs and the nice little two-for-ones and the pity parties and things. We're picking the best we can out of them, and we're still wanting them out just as any other breed. But, you know, that's the people that are making it difficult.
And that's, you know what? It's always like that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a couple other things we're going to discuss about Haven Humane and your Morgan Adoption Center and a few other things here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Redding Rancheria, and Dutch Brothers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat?
Whoa. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. That's pretty good, Just Bob. Community radio for the North State, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, which wine and the people from Bonham. The people do all the appraisals are going to be on her show tonight starting at 6 p.m. Of course, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
In this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helper, serving Shasta County since 2004, assisting people with transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All of the employees at Home Helpers have been background checked, drug and OMB screened. They're bonded and insured. Now, do you need help? Does your family need help and need assistance a day, a week, just hours a day? Give Sharon Clark a call, and she'll schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. Our guest today, of course, is Dr. Ray John, the CEO of Haven Humane, Captain Leanne Smith, head of the Animal Control Group, and Lieutenant Katie Tainer, who is, you know what, Katie's been pushing her way in, pushing her way out, pushing her way in, pushing her way out, you know,
poor Katie.
You know, poor Katie here. Anyway, good morning, Katie. Good morning. Okay. You have no scratches or any bites on you? Oh, no, you do have a little scratch right there. Is that from grabbing something?
I burned myself.
Oh, she burned herself. She burned herself when she was trying to reload that taser. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay.
We had a conversation early on in the show about Turtle Bay and an issue with prevailing wage. And in one of the breaks, we were talking about this wonderful Morgan Center that you just opened. And you had a comment about the impact of prevailing wage on a project. And I think that we'd like to share that.
Yeah. At the last minute, when we were doing our contract with the county, they felt that if I built anything, it would need prevailing wage, so that the perception wouldn't be that the county was dumping off to a nonprofit and getting, you know, away with it. The impact was significant. It was $437,000 that we didn't have. And I had to go deep into our accounts and to our bequest to make up the difference. And, you know, Trish, the sad thing is that, in my personal opinion, prevailing wage is based on San Francisco rates, and this is Reading, and it made it very, very difficult. However, thanks to the wonderful Ken Gifford and Gifford Construction, they were able to cut costs where they could, and I was able to supplement the monies.
And this is always the issue with the prevailing wage. I don't think any of us are in a position where we're trying to say that the unions or the non-union people in Shasta County shouldn't make a good living wage for the area we're in. And we certainly want them to be paid for their skills and the project that they're doing. The point is, the prevailing wage is unrealistic when it's based on San Francisco. We don't make that kind of money. We don't have that kind of money here. What we're building isn't going to be valued at what it's going to be at in San Francisco. It's just simply not realistic to put us in that category.
Well, you know, there were 42 people who tried for the CEO position here, and two of them, who are equivalent to my job responsibilities, wanted to come to Reading. They said, well, we'll start at $150,000. And we had to kind of explain to them that this is Reading, California. It is not San Francisco. It's not New York City.
And, you know, and to follow it on, Sheriff Pasinko was on. And he says, I just lost a deputy to a neighboring county who is paying them $1,500 more a month, and he doesn't even have to leave his home. I mean, he can live in the same spot. He says trying to get people in that are experienced, they'd love to come up here, except they can't afford to move and take the pay cut like this.
Well, but they can, and I will argue that, and that was always the thing when we were negotiating salaries and negotiating contracts. They were always trying to tell you, we got to do this county survey, and we got to compare with 10 other counties, and we got to pay according to that. And I would maintain, no, not so much. There are advantages to living in Shasta County. There are things that they get that they don't get in those other counties. And if they want to come up here, and we never really have had that much trouble hiring people, might take you a little longer, and there will be those that think they need to make the same money as they do in San Francisco, but you can't fill those positions, and you can't always pay what they pay in Alameda County.
And you're getting ready to, you can't make an announcement yet, but you're
he already
close.
Did.
Yeah,
he already did on your show.
No, they're choosing. The finalist is, actually this morning, they're negotiating as we speak.
And for your replacement.
For my replacement. And that will be announced on Tuesday morning.
Next Tuesday?
Tuesday. And okay. The person will start February 13th as an employee and then on March 1st as the new CEO.
Because February 28th is?
February 28th is Animal Talk with me here at 8 o'clock, which will be my last day of 49 years of work. And I'm walking away right after the radio show.
Well, you know what? We're gonna really miss you, Ray John. I mean, this whole community, and you're not leaving.
Here.
You're not quitting.
No.
He'll because pop up I know, the next I, week doing
I,
something
no, no,
else.
I know what he's gonna do, and I'm not gonna mention it, but I know what he's gonna do.
Yeah.
And, but you're bringing in your replacement then on the last day.
On the last day, we'll meet the gentleman, and, I've met the final three, and I have to say any one of the three would be an extraordinary leader. And it's something I said to Maggie last night, you know, this job is not for an old man. So
no, I mean, you guys are into it all the time, and I've gotten such a great background. I've gotten such a great feeling for what happens at Haven Humane since y'all have been a member of our family up here too, that I can't tell you how much I appreciate you and Linda appreciate you in this community. The community needs to know more. They just have no idea the things that you all do.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Dr. Ray John, Captain Leanne Smith, and Lieutenant Katie Tainer from Haven Humane.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Mako, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price.
Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mako. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading. 530-226-0992. The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Well, howdy folks. This is Michael Smalljohn, and I want to extend an invitation to all of you to join me and my guests on Mike's Outdoors every Saturday at 6 a.m. We talk about your outdoors, the great outdoors of Northern California. We talk about places like Trinity Alps Wilderness, things like hunting and fishing, camping, and snow skiing. So won't you please make plans to join us bright and early at 6 a.m. on Saturday mornings on AM 1460 KCNR.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, tomorrow, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California and Patrick Jones, the head of the Reading Gun Owners of California, are going to be here to discuss the latest in gun laws and, you know, the things that are coming down the pike, national and state. We want to remind everybody again tomorrow that at the Mount Shasta Mall, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. is going to be Bonham's Consignment Antiques appraisal event. It's $5 per item or five for $20, all the proceeds. 100% go to Shasta Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation. There are still tickets available for the crab feed, the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for their 26th annual crab feed. Doors open at 4. Tickets are available at the business office at Benton Drive or online at the Shasta Women's Refuge or give them a call at 244-0118. And tickets go on sale today for an afternoon with Laura Bush on St. Patrick's Day. She'll be speaking at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Sunday, March 17th at 3:30. Tickets for a conversation with Laura Bush will go on sale today in 5 minutes and can be purchased online at readingcivic.com or by calling 229-0022. All right. Our guest for our next to last time with Dr. Ray John of Haven Humane, the CEO out there, and Captain Leanne Smith, head of their animal control, and Lieutenant Katie Tainter is here also. So, last thoughts here.
Well, I would really love to invite anyone who's listening today to come on down to Haven. If you haven't been there, we've built another new trail system, and Eagle Scout has just put a whole trail around our new three pastures. It's open 7 days a week for walking your dog with a leash. If you want to unleash your dog, we have three pens where they can play. It's absolutely free, and we want to make sure that people know that Haven is here for the entire county.
And, you know, not everybody knows where you are. Let's tell everybody where Haven Humane is.
Give the directions from Wind River, would you, Captain? I always get confused.
Well, as you come. If you want to go to Wind River and you're heading there on 273, if you want to take a quick look at the animals and see what we got, just go straight past Wind River on 273 headed south towards Anderson. Take the first left. You'll see a sign that'll say Haven Humane this way. Turn left onto the side street of Eastside Road, and we're about an eighth of a mile down there on the left-hand side. You can't miss us. Also, we want to make sure everybody knows that we're looking for volunteers. We would love to have some people volunteer in a structured program and help us get these dogs walked and cats petted and played with. And if you want to do that, please contact Woody, who is our volunteer coordinator currently down at the Humane Society.
And that number is?
241-2550. Okay.
Good.
Well, I just one more time want to congratulate all of you for putting this thing all together. This has been so long coming in Shasta County. It was a battle to get everybody to put their thoughts and things behind them that kept us from doing what really was needed in Shasta County to provide this exceptional service that we're going to be able to from the Morgan Center and Haven Humane Society for everybody in Shasta County and Trinity County.
And I really think this is a show of government and nonprofits working together for the common good. And I think I'm
that
really
would be
proud.
Nice. You know, that's nice to think that can happen. And I think it can at this type of level. When you've got common sense people working together,
mm-hmm.
that'll work.
Yeah, and working with the county, working with the city of Anderson and Trinity County has just been remarkable. They're good people. We just had to set aside our little prejudices and histories and say, let's work and make it work. Yeah.
And that's been a huge accomplishment. My congratulations.
And if I can say this to everybody, well, Dr. Ray John, you've been a big part of this, you know, a major part in all this, but we'll get all of our really bat slapping and everything next time. But, if you want to go down and take a look at Haven Humane, you need to do that. It is the facility, you need to take a look at this facility on what it can do, what it looks like, and the amount of work they do down there. I mean, if you haven't been there, please go on down there. All right. Thank you very much.
Tomorrow's
going to be Second Amendment. Tomorrow's going to be guns, pistols. Guns Owners of California, Sam Paredes, Patrick Jones. It's going to be, is there a gun grab really going on? Or is this just something that we just think is going to happen? Anyway, that's Friday right here on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A county prosecutor gunned down outside a courthouse in North Texas. Two suspects on the run. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this line.
Lisa, the shooting happened outside a courthouse building in Kaufman, Texas, just before 9 a.m. local time. The victim, we're told, is a Kaufman County prosecutor who has been killed. The courthouse remains on lockdown, and the search is on for at least one suspect, possibly two, who a witness says drove off in a silver or brown Ford Taurus. Lisa.
Jeff, thanks. In Phoenix, the search for the suspect in a shooting rampage at an office complex yesterday leads to a body in a car, an apparent suicide matching the suspect's description. 70-year-old Arthur Harmon accused of shooting three people during a mediation hearing with a company. The CEO was killed. The president's pick for U.S. defense chief is on the Capitol Hill grill, defending himself at a confirmation hearing. Fox's Radio's Jared Halpern live at the Senate.
Former Nebraska.